At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Most definitely. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. The Messiah intercedes for us every day, y'all. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative, y'all. Let us turn away from our sins, turn away from our filth, any secret sins, anything, any bad habits, bad thinking, unforgiveness, all that unrighteousness that filth. Let's get away from it. And let us stay upright for the Lord forevermore in these end times that we're in. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, getting us through the morning, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. Let's just thank him for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, just countless of things the Lord has done for us and continues to keep doing for us. Amen. So more praising, less complaining. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, brothers and sisters of faith. I appreciate all of you for listening, supporting me. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in the Lord and always encourage each other in Christ. All right. We have to take it one day at a time, people. All right. So much love to the 12 tribes. Much love to the Gentiles and grafted in. Much love to the church. Much love to those who are soon to be martyrs. Okay. Much love to all of you out there, all four corners of the earth. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the beasts, all the creatures, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the mountains, the trees, the plants. Let all of God's creation praise him. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Let us sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet. Let's gather, play an instrument, sing, make a joyful noise, people. Just thank him, embrace what the Lord has done for you, y'all. Embrace it, all right? Shake it off, y'all. Come on, embrace it, okay? Get a little, you know, have some fun and rejoice with the Lord, man, all right? The Lord wants you to rejoice. Don't be a robot about your praise, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. Got to always gather and always got to keep in mind of one another, you know, always have that compassion, that kindness towards one another, okay? Most definitely, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back, amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. Let us keep our lamps. Let us keep our oils, all right? Let us be washed up by the water through the word, washed up by the water by the word, and stay ready for the Messiah's return. Be alert, sober, ready, and just vigilant, you know, vigilant, diligent, fervent, all of that, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us know the Lord better. Let him reveal himself more to us. Let us just keep getting closer to him day by day. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. And let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally regarding our personal life, our gifts, our future, our task, assignment, or current situation, honor that and respect that as well, all right? Hold your end, all right? The Most High is going to always do his part, okay? Now, you do your part, amen? Be obedient and faithful. Be a good steward. Handle that, all right? Get to Father's biz, people. Get to it, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. So I hope that you all stand strong and doing all right, okay? Taking it one day at a time. Now, today's message, we are going to go through a commentary within the book of 1 Samuel, all right? So we're going to go through this commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. The recommended reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The book of James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. And the title of this commentary is Beyond Appearances, okay? So first, let's just go through the reading of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. All right, the author Samuel, the audience, people of Israel, the date sometime after Solomon's death in 931 BC, setting the nation of Israel moves from God's rule to the leadership of a human king. Sometime before, actually. All right, the essentials of 1 Samuel. The book of 1 Samuel begins with the birth of Israel's last and greatest judge, the prophet Samuel, and ends with the death of the nation's first king, Saul. Between these two figures rises another who towers above both, a shepherd boy named David. As you read about the lives of these men and those around them, note that they find themselves in the center of God's plan, yet often struggle with personal failures. God's word allows intimate glimpses into the lives of people who wrestle with the same issues that you face. Even their failures hold deep and valuable lessons. What to look for in 1 Samuel: prayer and parental sacrifice, the spiritual potential of a child, a reluctant and failed leader, the defeat of a giant, a profile of authentic friendship, the promise of an everlasting dynasty, a clash between respect and disrespect, the birth of Samuel. There was a certain man from Mount Ramathaim, a Zephite, from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tahu, the son of Zeph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters, but to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" Once they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord, and she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look up upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine." "Not so, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Great anguish and grief. Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way, and we ate and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning, they arose and worshiped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." All right, so that's the reading of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Now we will go into the recommended reading of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. love. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only resounding, going, or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves, perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesize in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. All right, so now we will go into the book of James, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. Favoritism forbidden. My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing the fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy would be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Amen. All right, so now let us go to the commentary. The title of this commentary is Beyond Appearances. When it comes to auto accidents, authorities cringe at a room full of witnesses. If a dozen people see an accident happen, the result is 12 versions of what occurred. Often what we see deceives us. This kind of deception happens in several instances in the story. First, Hannah's rival deceived herself into thinking that she has somehow more favor than Hannah because she has several sons and daughters. And in truth, this must have been devastating for Hannah, as childlessness was to these ancient people, a sign of God's disfavor. But God ultimately proved Peninnah wrong. Just look at the name of this book. How many of her kids are remembered in the Bible? Second, Elkanah, her husband, was deceived in thinking that he could put a Band-Aid on the situation by telling Hannah that he loved her, as we do so often with people today. Elkanah failed to see in response to the bitterness tormenting his wife, and the devastation Hannah was feeling continued. Elkanah may have been a great guy and a fine husband, but none of that mattered in the face of Hannah's desire to have a son. Third, what Eli the old priest saw certainly... Hold on, let me read that again. Third, what Eli the old priest saw certainly deceived him. As he performed piety control, checking on the people praying at the tabernacle, he observed this woman mumbling, weeping, and overcame with emotion. Immediately, he concluded that she was drunk, but Hannah explained it to all the priests, that she had been pouring out her heart to God, unconcerned about how she might look. Eli heard, understood, and blessed her. What we see can deceive us. First impressions often lie, because everyone has behind-the-scenes troubles we don't understand. In a culture that exalts image over substance, it goes against the grain to dig deeper. How often in the course of a day do you ask someone, how are you? Hoping against hope that they don't want to give an honest answer. But looking past appearances can reveal someone's long-buried needs or deepest desires. We need to admit that we're not as good at reading other people as we think, that we must care enough to look harder and dig deeper. Those around us may be crying out without words. Ask God to help you see beyond the surface, beyond the frantic activity and down to the earth to see the pain that your eye so easily misses. Then take the time to care, to listen, and to offer your help when it's needed. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. When have you been falsely accused or misunderstood? How did it make you feel? What practical steps can you take to get beyond first impressions and uncover people's deeper needs? What pain are you hiding from others? Ask God to give you the courage to reveal it to someone who desires to help. Amen, people. All right. Amen, y'all. So that's the commentary, all right? So that's something we could definitely apply to our lives every day, man. The word of God, you can apply to your life every day, man. Just every day is people around us just going through it, suffering, and they don't even know how to cope with it or deal with it. You know, us as men and women of the Most High, we have to always be lights of the world and let the light shine before people and always show people the Messiah in our actions. You feel me? We have to comfort people, pray for them, and what have you, you know, because a lot of people feel very vulnerable and misunderstood and isolated and, you know, got all these deep turmoil and stuff, and they don't even know how to express it. So we need to open up more, confess each other's sins like one another, bear each other's burdens. That's all the law of Christ. And have patience and compassion and kindness with one another, man, because that's what's lacking in the world today. God constantly tells us through his word to always be compassionate and kind and peaceful, man, all these things. And people just lost sight of that, man, you know. So we need to have better discernment. We need to put ourselves in people's shoes better. We need to be more comforting, helpful, and more solution-oriented from now on instead of being judgmental and nitpicky and all this different stuff, okay? So that's definitely the word for today, all right? So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Yes, yes, hallelujah, y'all. Praise the Lord of hosts, the true creator, the almighty, true living God. Praise him, y'all. Praise him. His son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. He is the advocate, the almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God. The beloved son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, that I am, that I am, who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my high tower. He is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. He is my shield. He is my buckler. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is looking out. The Lord our God is like, there's no one like him. He is excellent, amazing, all of that. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua, El Shaddai, Adonai, Yahweh Shai. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rests on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree. Praise him. Call on him, people. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, people. Great, mighty things. Search him with all your heart, people. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. You got to have faith. Faith is what pleases him, okay? God trusting him, calling him people, miracle signs, wonders. You guys, we all need it desperately right now. Okay. We need it right now. Amen. So we have to keep calling on the Lord, people. His time is perfect time and due time, and people. All right. Praise the Lord, y'all. Get what you need. Get what you need. He is all you need. Amen. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, a Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way to the life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of El Shaddai, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yehoshua, Yahusha, Yeshua. His word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. His every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, y'all. Praise the Lord. He is a true word, y'all. God's word never fails, people. His word does not go void. Everything he says will be accomplished. Hallelujah. Believe that, people. Believe that. The Lord of all, he is amazing, y'all. Yes, he is the abiding son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, the abundant life, the ancient of days, Adonai, the advocate, Aleph and Tau, the Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely song. Amen. Amen. The anchor of souls, the angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king. Another priest, anthem of a new song, the apple tree, the appointed heir, the appointed judge, the appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stoned one, author and finisher of faith, the author and finisher of our faith, the author of eternal salvation, the arrow of conviction, the author of peace with God, the author of book of life, the availing shield and buckler, the baby of Bethlehem, the baby and child of promise, the balm of Gilead, the banner of Israel, the banner of love. Yes, he is the baptizer, the bearer of the seven stars, the beautiful and glorious branch, the beauty of holiness, the beauty of the Lord, the beginning and ending, the beginning of wisdom, the beloved white and ruddy one, the beloved of the Father, the beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blesser of the children, the branch of righteousness, the bread of heaven, the bread of God, the bread of life, the breastplate of our righteousness, the bridegroom Lamb, the bright light of glory, the brightness of his glory, the brightness of the Lord, the brightness of thy rising, the bringer of good things, the brother of James, the buckler to the upright, the buckler to all, the builder and maker, the builder of the church, the bruised and afflicted of God, the bruiser of Satan, the captain of salvation, the captain of the Lord's host, the carpenter's son, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, the chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus, the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, the conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the most high, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, the creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, the darling, the day's man, the day spring from on high, the day star, the defense, the deliverer to Zion. Yes, he is the deliverer of my soul, the designer of the universe, the desire of all nations, the desire of our soul, the desire of the bride. Yes, he is the desire of the prophets and kings, the desire of the righteous, the desire of women, the despised and rejected one, despised of the people, the dew of youth, the dew unto Israel, the diadem of beauty, the disallowed stone, the door of faith, the door of the sheep, the dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of Gad, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness. The ensign for the nations, the ensign of the people, the enthroned priest, the equal of God, the establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first loved, the excellence of God, the foreordained eternally, forerunner, the former of all things, the former of Jacob and Israel, the former of the lights, the fountain of Jacob, the fountain of the house of David, the framer of the worlds, the free gift, the friend, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publican and sinners, the fruit of the earth, the fruit of the womb, the fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great savior, great shepherd, great and amazing God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, that I am, that I am, that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, the image of the believers, the image of the Father, the image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, the immortal, the incarnate God, infinite one, the inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, the intercessor of sinners, the jasper and sardine stone, the jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, the Jew, the judge among many nations, judge of all the earth, the judge of Israel, the judge of quick and dead, the judge of the fatherless, the judge of widows, the justified of the spirit, the justifier of the circumcision, the justifier of the seed of Israel, the just God, the just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, Kindler of Tophet, King Beautiful, King Eternal, King Forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashem, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, most definitely the Lamb of Salvation, the Lamb of the Great Multitude, the Lamb of the 12 Apostles, the Lamb slain from the foundation, the Lamb to the slaughter, the Lamb without spot and blemish, the Lamp of the feet, the last Adam, the leader and commander, the life of man, the lifted and exalted Son, the lifted up suffering symbol, the lifted of my head, the light and truth, the light everlasting, the light in darkness, the light of heaven, the light of Israel, the light of life, the light of men, the light of the city, the light of the Gentiles, the light of the glorious gospel, the light of the glory of God, the light of the path, the light of the world, the light of thy countenance, the lily among thorns, lily of the valley, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the lion of Zion, the living bread, the living redeemer, the living savior, the living stone, the long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, everlasting strength, Lord of new covenant, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of new man, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, the man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mine of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, our overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of my inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the First Testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, the reverend, the rewarder of servants and prophets, the righteous and very faithful testimony. The right hand of David, the right hand of my righteousness, the righteous branch, the righteous God, the righteous judge, the righteous man, the righteous one, the righteous rock, the righteous servant. The risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth. Hallelujah. Just praise the Lord, y'all. The rod and branch, the rod of his mouth, the rod of my anger, the rod of my strength, the rod of thy inheritance, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of Israel, the ruler of the 24 elders, the salvation of all nations, the salvation of God, the salvation of the daughters of Zion, the Samaritan helped out the Samaritan woman, the same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the law, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts. The second man, the seeker of thy presence, the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new vision, new song to sing. New insight, new experiences, new encounters, new scenery, new life, new beginnings, new seasons, renewed heart, more stability, more strength, more diligence, more fight, more victories, more miracles, more signs, more wonders. In Jesus' name, amen. We touch and agree. I pray to God that whoever listens to this, I pray that you are born again of spirit or water. I pray that you go get baptized. I pray that you get baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I pray that you become a new creature in Christ. You have a fresh new start in your life. You really stay on a narrow path forevermore, people. Praise the Lord. Praise him, y'all. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, the separate from sinners, the servant of rulers, the servant of the Father, the servant of the Lord, the shade upon thy right hand, the shadow of a great rock, the shadow of his hand, the shadow of my hand, the shadow of the Almighty, the shadow of thy wings, the shalom of God, the Shekinah glory, the shelter of his flock, the shepherd of Israel, the shepherd of souls, the shepherd of the flock, the shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion. Yes, he is the shepherd, the shepherd lamb. Yes, he is the shepherd of the valley, the shield for me, the shield of thy help, the Shiloh, the shorn lamb, the sign spoken against, the silent and meek lamb, the sin bearer, The sinless high priest, the sinless one, sir, the slayer of the enemy, the smiter of the nations, the smitten judge of Israel, the smitten rock of Horeb, the smitten shepherd, smitten of God, the son of man, the sower of the word of God, the spirit of Christ, the song of drunkards, the son from heaven, the son of David, the son of freedom, the son of God, the son of Joseph, the son of man in heaven, the son of man, the savior, the son of Mary, the son of peace, the son of the father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of the truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, the stay, distiller of the raging sea, the stone cut without hands, the stone of Israel, the stone of stumbling, the stone the builders rejected, the stranger and alien, the strength and song, the strength in time of trouble, the strength of Israel, the strength of my heart, the strength of my life, the strength of the children, the strength of the Lord, the strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, the tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, the temple of the city, the tender plant, the excellent God, the excellence of the kings, the testament of prophecy, the testator, the testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high praise of the high places, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life. Yes, y'all, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, amazing, excellent, wonderful God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, valiant right hand, veil to the new and living way. Very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present hope, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life. Yes, the way everlasting, the way of salvation, the way of the just, the way of the Lord, the way to the holiest, the weakness of God, the well-beloved of God, well-beloved son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb, witness, witness of the father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor. The government definitely rests on his shoulders, people. Believe that. He is the word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one and house of friends. Wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one. Amen. We praise an awesome creator. We worship and We just praise and lift his name, man. He is excellent, man. He is very amazing when you think about it, man. Just think about everything you've been through in your life and what he's done for you. Hallelujah. Amen, y'all. So there you have it, all right? That's the word for today, okay? So what I'd love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.